Okay, so let's start from the bottom of Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. We're going to start six lines up or so from Amar of Tavi, Amar of Yoshia. So Amar of Tavi, Amar of Yoshia. My dichsiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk? She'ol ve'otzer racham eretz lo sava mayim. So if you take a look at the general context, if you take a look, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Lamed, pasuk Tazayin or so. So the sentence really starts in the middle of the previous pasuk. I'm going to start reading from the bold in the packets in the first page. The pasuk states, Arba lo amru hon. There are four that do not say we have enough. Right? There are four things that cannot be satiated ever. Number one is the sha'ol, the grave. Right? People die, so the grave is never satiated. Votzer racham, and the constricted womb. Eretz, lo savamayim, the land is never satiated with water, the eish, and fire, lo amrahon. So these four things, the grave, the otzeracham, the eretz, and fire, are never satiated. They never say, we have enough. So now the Gemara wants to know, what are these things doing together? So, Amar of Tavi, Amar of Yoshi, ma'edachsev sha'ol ve'otzeracham, eretz lo savamayim, v'chima'in sha'ol etzeracham. What does the grave have to do with the womb? Elolomelcha, ma rechem machnis motzi, just as we bring things into and take things out of the rechem. In other words, we bring things into the rechem with ma'isa bia, and then we take things out when a baby is born. Af sha'ol machnis umotzi. So also the grave, we bring things into and out of the grave. What does it mean that we're bringing things out of the grave? That's referring to tchias hamesim. Valo, Dvam kavachomer, and behold, this is a kavachomer. Uma rechem shemachnisin bo b'chashai, just as the rechem into which we bring things quietly. In other words, this is talking about when the zera enters the rechem quietly in a ma'isa bia. Motziin mimenu b'kolik kolos, but when we take out of the rechem, what comes out of the rechem comes out with lots of sound. In other words, the baby is crying when it's born. Sheol shemachnisin bobekolos. So the grave that we bring into the grave with sound. In other words, people are crying. Eino din shemotzin mimenu bekolik kolos. That certainly that we're going to take out of the grave with sound, with lots of sounds. In other words, mikan tshuva laomen in tchias hameisa min haTorah. So here is a response to those who deny tchias hameisa min haTorah. Okay. Tana Devei Eliyahu. Tzadikim sha'asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hachiyosan. The tzadikim whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to revive, einan chozren la'afran. They do not return to their dust. Shenemar v'haya hanish'ar b'tzion, v'anosu b'yushalayim kadoshi amr la'o, kolakasav l'chaim b'yushalayim. So if you take a look at the sheet, the next part, and it's a pasuk from Yishayahu Perek Daled. So Yishayahu Perek Daled pasuk Gimel. So this is talking about the Amanis who are going to be left after the terrible Mechamos that are going to be happening. So it says V'haya Hanishar B'Tzion, those who remain in Tzion, V'Hanoser B'Yushalayim, and those who are left in Yerushalayim, Kadosh Ye'amar Lo. Kadosh will be said about them, or about him. Kol HaKosov L'chayim, all those who are written for life, B'Yerushalayim will be in Yerushalayim. So what do you see from this pasuk? Ma Kadosh L'olam Kayam, Afheim L'olam Kayamin. Okay. So V'im Tomar, O son, they add an elef shanim sha'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chadish b'anis olam. Oh, maybe you'll tell me, but what's going to be happening during the thousand-year period that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to refresh his world? Rashi says that this is talking about the period when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the world. So what's going to be doing with the tzaddikim during that time? Shenemar v'niskav Hashem levado b'yom ahu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be exalted alone on that day. In other words, he's going to destroy and refresh the world. So tzaddikim mahein osen. What are the tzaddikim doing at that time? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu osen osa lehem k'nefayim k'nesharim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make for them wings like eagles. V'shatin al p'nei amayim. They will float on the water. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, if you take a look at the next page, the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Mavam, this is talking about during Mechamas Gog u'Magog, at least according to the Radak, it's talking about Mechamas Gog u'Magog. So the Pasuk writes, I'm going to start reading from the bold, in Pasuk Beis, Elokim lanu machzev ha'otz, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be for us a fortress. Ezra b'tzaros nimtza ma'od, Akein lo nira, therefore we will not be afraid, behamir aretz, in his changing over the land, in other words, in turning over the earth, refreshing the world. Ubemot harim, and then the collapse of the mountains, b'lev yamim, into the seas. In other words, when all these crazy things are going to be going on, we're not going to be afraid because we've got a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now, let's just read it into the Gemara. So we said, what are the tzaddikim going to be doing at that time? So we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Otsa Lahem Kenafayim, Kenesham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make for them wings like eagles. V'shatan Alpanim, they're going to float on the water. Shenemar, Alkein Lo Nira B'Hamir Aretz, B'Mot Harim B'Lev Yamin. Okay. So V'Shem Tomar Yesh Lahem Tzar. But maybe you'll tell me that it's going to be painful to be floating around and flying for 1,000 years. So Talmud Lomar, that's why we have the pasuk in Yeshayahu Mem. This is at this is also on page 2, but it continues on page 3. This is in Yeshayahu Perek Mem, where it's talking about the Ketz HaGolos. This is actually the at least the first part of this parak is the Haftorah for Parashas Hatzchanan, right? This is Nachmu Nachmu Ami, but the very end, starting from pasuk Chav Zayin or so, that's the Haftorah for Lech Lecha that we're going to learn this week. So, the pasuk, the parak ends off in pasuk lamed aleph. The pasuk writes, "V'kovei Hashem yachlifu koach." Those who hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their koach will be changed over. Their koach will be refreshed. Yalu aver, they will develop a limb, kanasharim, like eagles. So, what limb are we obviously talking about? We're talking about wings. Yarutzu, they will be able to run around v'lo yigal, without getting fatigued. Yelechu, they'll be able to walk around v'lo ye'afu, and they won't get tired. So that's where we see. So again, reading it into the Gemara now, Vashem Tomar Yishlam Tzar. Maybe you'll tell me that they will be in pain. Tamalomar Vakovi Hashem Yachlifu Koach. Those who offer Kashbrachu will refresh their Koach. Yalu Ever Kamasharim Yerutzu Velo Yigau Yelechu Velo Yeafu. Okay. Fine. So the next step in the Gemara is to figure out. Well, maybe we should learn out from Yecheskel. Maybe we should learn out from Yecheskel in terms of we just got finished saying from Tana Devei Eliyahu that the Tzidikim are not going to be chosen on the Afran. So maybe we should learn out from the Mason, the Yecheskel revived, that they are going to be chosen on the Afran, just as the Mason, the Yecheskel, just as Yecheskel, the Mason that he revived, were chosen on the Afran. Okay, so if you take a look at the Pesukim in Yecheskel, starting it's in the second page of the packet. It's in Yecheskel Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Aleph. This is actually the Haftorah for Shabbos Chol HaMoed and Pesach. So then the Pesukim start Hoysa Olai Yad Hashem, that the Yad Hashem was upon me. Vayotziyin beruach Hashem, and He took me out in a spirit of Hashem. Vayinecheini b'soch ha'bika, and He placed me into the bika, into the valley. Vayhi malei atzamas, and this was filled, and it was filled with bones. Vayavirani aleihem saviv saviv, and He passed me over them. Are going around the bones. And Rashi over there explains that why does it have to be around? Because Yecheskel was a kohen. So he couldn't pass over them, he had to pass around them. V'hine rabos ma'od al p'nei habikon, there were a lot of them. V'hine yiveshos ma'od, and they were very dried out. V'yomer Eli ben Adam, hazachyana atzomos ha'elen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me, Ben Adam, man, will you bring to life these bones? V'omar, and I said, Hashem Elokim, I tell you that, you know that the only way that I'm able to bring these bones to life is if you enabled me to. V'omar Eli, and he said to me, Hinabei ala tamos ha'ila, prophesize about these bones. V'omar ta aleihem, and you should say to them, Ha'atamos ha'yaveshos, shimu dvar Hashem. Dried up bones, listen to the word of Hashem. Ko'omar Hashem Elokim, so said Hashem Elokim, la'atamos ha'ila, to these bones. Behold, I am bringing into you ruach, a spirit, and you will live. And I will put upon you sinews, basar, and I will put upon you flesh, and I will stretch over you skin, ruach, and I will put a spirit into you, and you will live. That I am Hashem. And I did indeed prophesy, Kesher Tzuvesi, as I was commanded to do. But he, Kol Ki Navi, and there was a sound upon my prophesizing. Vine Rash, and there was a commotion. Vatikrevu Atzamos, etzem el atzmo, and the bones started coming near to each other. Each bone found its initial insert. Ve'isi, and I saw, v'inei aleim gidim, and behold, upon them were sinews. U'basar ola, and flesh started developing on them. Ve'ikram aleim or, and skin started stretching over them. V'mala, v'ruach ein behem, and there was no spirit. V'yomar Eli, and he said to me, hinabe el haruach, prophesies to the spirit, to the wind. Hinabe ben Adam v'amarta el haruach, and you should say to the spirit the following thing, ko'amar Hashem Elokim, so said Hashem Elokim, me'aber ruchos bo'i haruach, ufechi baharugim ha'ela, and blow into these dead people, v'ichu, and they should live, or these killed people, and they should live. V'hinabesi kashir tuvani, and I indeed prophesied, as I was commanded to do. V'atavo bahem ruach, and the spirit came into them, v'ichu, and they lived. V'yamdu ha'raglim, and they stood on their feet, chayo, legions, gadol ma'od ma'od, alat, v'yomar al Eli. And he said to me, Ben Adam, Hatzamas ha'ila kol beis Yisrael ha'ima. These bones are all beis Yisrael. Hinei omrim, behold, they are saying, Yavshu atzmosinu, our bones have dried up, ve'avda tikfosinu, and our hope is lost. Nigzarnu lanu, that was our gzera. L'chein, hinabei v'amata lehem. So, therefore, prophesize, and you should say to them, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, so said Hashem Elokim, Hinei ani poseach es kivrosechem. Behold, I am opening your graves. V'ha'leisi eschem mikivrosechem, and I am bringing you out of your graves. Ami, my nation. V'heivesi eschem alan ras Yisrael, and I am bringing you, and I will bring you to the land of Yisrael. V'idatem ki ani Hashem, and you will know that I am Hashem. B'feschi es kivrosechem, in my opening of your graves. V'ha'leisi eschem mikivrosechem, ami. And am I taking you out of the graves, my nation? V'nasati ruchi b'chem, and I will put my spirit into you. V'chiesem, and you will live. V'inachti Hashem alim Hashem, and I will put you on your land. V'idatem ki ani Hashem, and you will know that I am Hashem. Dibarti v'asisi, I spoke, and I did. Nom Hashem, thus spoke Hashem. Okay, so now the big question of the Gemara is did this nevuah actually happen? Did Yechezkel actually go into a great big bicker with lots and lots of bones, and they came to life? Or is this just some sort of a mashal? So the Gemara says as follows. So we said it with the question of the Gemara was, V'nelef mimesim shehechi Yechezkel. Why can't we learn out from the mesim that Yechezkel revived? Meaning that they eventually died and they were chazal afran. So the Gemara says, Safar la kiman da amar be'emes mashal haya. He holds like the shita that what happened in those psukim didn't actually happen. They were just a mashal. Detanya, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Mesim Shehech Yecheskel, Amdu Araglem. The Mesim, the Yecheskel revived, stood up on their feet. The Amru Shira, and they said, Shira Vamesu, and they died. Ma Shira Amru, what Shira did they say? Hashem Memes Betzedek Umachaya Barachman. Agav, there are some people who are medayik from this Gemara, from the fact that they had to stand up in order to say Shira. So it could be that you see from there, you're supposed to sing Shira only while you're standing. Okay. But either way, Rebbe Lezer says that the Mason and the Yechezkel revived actually got up on their feet and they sang Shira and then they went back and they died. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shira Zu Amru, they actually said the following Shira, Hashem Memes Umachaya, Hashem puts to death and brings to life, Morch all brings down to the grave, Vaya Al and brings up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Emes Mashal Haya. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it was Emes Mashal Haya. Factually, or in fact, it was a Mashal. So what does that mean? Amar lo Rabbi Nechemia, Im Emes la Mashal. If it is factual, so then what do you mean that it is a Mashal? It sounds like that in reality, it was a Mashal. Vim Mashal la Emes, and if it's only a mashal, then why are you saying that it's a reality? Ella, what you must mean is be'emes mashal haya, meaning clearly it was a mashal. But either way, so you see that there is a position who holds that emes mashal haya didn't actually happen, it was just a mashal, and that's the shita that we're subscribing to. Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Osha, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, says, Mesim Shachi Yecheskel, Olal Eretz Yisrael. The Mesim, the Yecheskel revived, went up to Eretz Yisrael, Venos Unashim, and they married women, Veholid Ubanim, and they had children, Ubanos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Araglav, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira got up on his feet, Amar Animi Bnei Bnehem, I am of their children. Vehalalu Tfilin Sheniach Li Abi Ava, Abba Mehem, and these are the Tfilin that my father left me from them. Who are these Mesim Yecheskel revived? So Amarav, Elu B'nai Ephraim. These are the B'nai Ephraim, Shamanu the Kates, who calculated the Kates, Vital, and they were mistaken. Now what Kates are we talking about? Rashi explains that we're talking about the Kates of Galus Mitzrayim. And Rashi explains that they thought the Galus Mitzrayim was supposed to be 400 years from the birth pain of Sarim. The birth pain of Sarim happened when Avraham Avinu was 70 years old. And instead, really the 400 years was supposed to be from the time that Yitzchak was born, which was 30 years later, so they were 30 years off. Agav, the Ramban al Torah says that they weren't really off in Cheshbon, they just didn't realize that the Gula was postponed because of the Chataim. Okay. But either way, so who are these Mesim? So Rav says that these were the B'nai Ephraim who calculated the Kates, Golos Mitzrayim, and were mistaken. Shenemar, who B'nai Ephraim, so if you take a look at the next page, it's actually on the previous page. So in Divrei Yamim, Perek Aleph, in Divrei Yamim Aleph, Perek Zayin, starting from Pasuk Chaf, it says, B'nai Ephraim, Shusalach, Uberet Beno, Vesachas Beno, and Sachas his son, Ve'elad Beno, Vesachas Beno, Ve'zavid Beno, Ve'shusalach Beno, Ve'ezer Ve'elad, Ve'haragum, Anshe Gas, Hanoladim Ba'aretz, and the Anshe Gas killed them. The Anshe Gas who were born in the land, they were natives of the land. Ki Yardu Lakachas Es Miknehem. So we have to know who these Anshe Gas are, we have to know what's significant, and we have to, about Hanoladim Ba'aretz, and we have to know, what is this, Kiyardu Lekachas Es Miknehem? And then the pasuk goes on and says, Vayisa Abel, Ephraim, Avim, and Ephraim, their father, mourned. Yamin Rabim, for many days, Vayivo El Chorav Lenachmo, and his brothers came to comfort him. But either way, it says that the Anshe Gas, who we're going to say was referring to the Mitzrayim who were natives of the land, killed them. Now, why did they kill them? Because kiyardu lekachas es miknehem, because they went down to take their flock. So why did they do that? So we explain, because they thought that the Kates was up. They thought that it was time, and they knew that Yitzu b'chush gadol. So again, back in the Gemara, man ninu mesim shehachi yecheskel. Who are these mesim yecheskel revived? Amarav elu b'nei Ephraim. These are the b'nei Ephraim. Shamanu lekates, who calculated the Kates galus mitzrayim v'tol, and they were mistaken. Shenemar b'nei Ephraim shusalach uberet b'no v'sachas b'no ve'elad b'no v'sachas b'no v'zevad b'no v'shusalach b'no ve'ezer ve'elad v'haragum anshe gas hanoladim ba'aretz v'chulei uksiv v'yis abel Ephraim avihem yamim rabim v'yivo echav lenachamo. Agav, I saw that some people say that what's so significant about Hanoladim Ba'aretz, that the Anshe Gas, the people who we are presuming to be the Mitzrayim, that they were natives of the land. So some explain it's that the Mitzrayim were more familiar with the land than the B'nai Ephraim were, so they couldn't escape their grips. Okay. So that is Rav's position, that the Mesim the Yecheskel revived were the B'nai Ephraim. Shmuel Amar, Elu B'nai Adam, Shekafru B'Tchias HaMesim. These are the people who were kofar in Tchias HaMesim. They denied Tchias HaMesim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk writes, if you take a look on the next page or so. Oh, I thought I gave it. Oh no! This is back from the Pesukim. So this is one of the Pesukim that we quoted in the Pasuk in the Pesukim from the Ma'isa with Yecheskel, or from the Nevuah with Yecheskel, from Yecheskel Parak Lamed Zayin. One of the Pesukim was Vayomer Shenemar Vayomer Eli Ben Adam Hatzamos Ha'ila Kol Beis Yisrael Heima. That behold, these bones are all Beis Yisrael. Hine Omrim. Behold, they are saying Yavshu Atzmosenu. Our bones have dried up. V'Avda Tikvosenu. And our lost and our hope is lost. Or was lost, Nigzar Nulanu. So what do you see that our hope is lost? What that means is our hope for Tchias HaMesim. Okay, so that's Shmuel's Mahala. So far we have Rav who says that the Mesim Yecheskel revived were the B'nai Ephraim, and we have Shmuel who says that the Mesim that Yecheskel revived were the people who were kofar b'Tchias HaMesim. So why exactly did it bring them back to life? So Rashi tells us in the Dibur Maschal HaTzama Sa'ila, Kobes Yisraleima, towards the end Rashi explains that it wasn't Min Hadin that they were brought back to life. It was just a simin for the point that was trying to be made. Okay. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba says, Elu b'nei Adam she'in b'hen lachluchis shal mitzvah. These are the people who don't even have the moisture of a mitzvah. Some explain that means they don't even have machshava to do mitzvahs. They're totally removed. Shenemar Hatzamos Hayaveshos Shimu Dvar Hashem. Dried up bones. Dried up. What does that mean, dried up? Dried up even from Lachluchas Shal Mitzvah. Okay. That is Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba's Mahalach. Then Rav Yitzchak Navcha comes along. Rav Yitzchak Navcha Amar, Eilu B'nei Adam Shechifu Es HaHechel. These are the people who debased the Hechel. Kulo Shkatzim V'Ramasim. With Shkatzim and Ramasim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'Avo V'Ere'eh, V'Hinei Kol Tavnis Remes U'Behema. So I put this down on the sheet. If you take a look, this is in the Cheskel, Perches. This is where the Pesukim are talking about that he... some sort of a nevuah, or also maybe it happened that he comes to the base of Mikdash, and there's all kinds of horrible things going on. There's all kinds of avodah zarah, to'evos. So one of the pesukim in pasuk yud in parak ches, pasuk yud in chesko, it says va'avo ve'arev hine kotavnes remes ubehema shakets v'chol gilulei beis Yisrael mechuka alakir. All of these horrible things, these scorpions, these creepy crawlers, were engraved on the wall, saviv, saviv, going around. So what is this saviv, saviv? What's the significance? So Rav Yitzchak Navcha says, oh, so uksiv hasam, but we know that the psukim in Yecheskel, Lamed Zayin, wrote, one of the psukim was, v'havirini aleihem, saviv, saviv. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed me over them, around them, going saviv, saviv. So we say that the same way that the psukim over there are talking about the people, the men, in the context of Saviv, the Pesukim over here are talking about the people in the context of Saviv. And that is referring to the people who debased the Hechel. Okay, so far we've had four Mahalchim for whom it was that Yecheskel revived. Either Rav's Pshat, that they were the Bnei Ephraim, Shmuel's Pshat, that they were the people who denied Chias HaMesim, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba's Pshat, that they were the people who don't even have Lachluchas Shel Mitzvah, and Rav Yitzchak Navcha's Pshat, that they were the people who debased the Hechel. Okay. Rav Yochanan Amar, Eilu Mesim Shebebekas Dura. These are the Mesim of Bikas Dura. And we'll see all about them in a minute. Vam Rav Yochanan, Minahar Eshel Ad Rabbas Bikas Dura. The Bikas Dura is from Nahar Eshel until Rabbas. Shebeshashe Hegla Nebuchadnezzar Arasha Es Yisrael. That at the time that Nebuchadnezzar exiled the Jewish people, Hayu behen bachrim shoy maganin es hachama biyofyon, that there were young men who were so beautiful, whose countenance was so luminous, that they would embarrass the sun with their beauty. Vahyu kazdios roos o sun, and the kazdi women saw them, would see them, v'shofo zavos, and because of their taiva they become zavos. Amr lebalein, so the kazdi ladies told their husbands, Ubalei lemelech, and their husbands reported this to the king. So tziva hamelech vaharagum. So the king commanded that these boys should be killed. Va'adayin hayu shofo zavos, but still the women would see their bodies, because the bodies were still intact, and they would still have a taiva and become zavos. So tziva hamelech v'ramsom. So the king commanded, and they trampled these boys. So those are the mesim of Bikas Dura. So it was those boys, those bacharim, that were revived, according to Yochanan's position. So those are the five shitas, of whom Yecheskel revived, either Rav, that there was Bnei Ephraim, Shmuel, that there were the people who denied Tchias Mesim, Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, who said that there were the people who don't have Lachuchas HaMitzvah, Rav Yitzchak Navcha, who says that there were the people who debased the Hechel, and Rav Yochanan, who says that they were these bacharim who died, who were killed, in Bikas Dura. Okay, so Tanu Rabbanan. So before we go on to the next Gemara, let's take a quick look at some of the Pesukim in Daniel, Perek Beis, and Perek Gimel. Right, so the story goes, right, that Nebuchadnezzar becomes king, and he has a dream, and he can't remember what the dream is, and he wants to know the dream, and he wants to know its interpretation. So he tells all of his Chachamim, can you please tell me what my dream is, what my dream was, and please tell me the interpretation. So they tell him back, but the only problem is we can only give you the interpretation if you tell us what the dream is. So he says, no, that's not how it's working. He says, you tell me the dream, and tell me the interpretation, and I won't kill you. And no one is able to come up with the dream and the interpretation. So Nebuchadnezzar is on the verge of killing out all of his chachamim. So in the meantime, starting off, Daniel
was that he started like this little program for children to raise them to be nice, Kazdi people. And among those children were Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel. So they were being raised up in the palace. They maintained their Yiddishkeit. And so Daniel hears about what's going on, and he asks Aryoch, he says, what's going on over here that the king is killing out everybody? So Aryoch tells him, oh, well, it's because he's had this dream, and he can't remember what it is, and no one's able to figure out what his dream is and to give an interpretation. So Daniel says, let's see if we can take care of this. So Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, Al Davin, and Daniel says, I can give I know the dream, and I can tell the interpretation to Nebuchadnezzar. So they call in Daniel. Daniel comes to the king, to Nebuchadnezzar, and he tells him the dream, and he tells him the interpretation, and Nebuchadnezzar is so impressed that towards the end of Perek Beis, of Daniel Perek Beis, Pasuk Memvav, so come right, Bedayin, at that time, Malka Nebuchadnezzar, Nephalal, and Poi, Nebuchadnezzar the king fell on his face, Ula Daniel, Sagid, and he bowed down to Daniel. Umincha v'nichochin amar l'nesacha lay, and he wanted to offer him Nesachim. He mamish wanted to treat Daniel like a god. So Ale Makala Daniel, the king said to Daniel, he responded to Daniel, Va'amar, Min Keshot di Alakachon, Hu Alak Elakin, Umare Malkin. In truth, your Hashem is clearly the god of all gods. The Gali Razinin, he reveals secrets. The Achilt L'Meglei Razadina, that it's because of him that you're able to reveal secrets. Adain Malka, Le Daniel Rabbi, Umatnan Ravavin Sagion Yahavlei, that at that time the king made Daniel the highest official, Vashlate Al Komadinas Bavel, and he made him a ruler over all of Bavel. Rav Signin Al Kol Chakime Bavel, and he became the uppermost sage out of all of the sages in Bavel. For Daniel Ba'am in Malka, and Daniel requested of the king, Umani alavidata di Medinas Bavel, and he pointed over the matters of Medinas Bavel, Shadrach Meshach Vavednego, to Shadrach Meshach Vavednego. Who's Shadrach Meshach Vavednego? So those are the names for Hanani, Mishael, Azariah in the Psukim. For Daniel Bisra Malka, Daniel was in the Shar HaMelech. Okay. So by the time the story is over, Daniel and Hanani, Mishael, Azariah all become officials running the country. So what happens? In Parak Gimel, there's a little bit turn of events. Nebuchadnezzar has this grand idea where he's going to set up a tselem, a golden statue, and he wants everybody to bow down to the statue. And the protocol is that they are going to hear all the music, and when they hear all the music and all the instruments, they're going to bow down to the statue. So Nebuchadnezzar brings in everybody from all over the country. So the Pasuk in Parak Gimel, Pasuk Beis, writes to Nebuchadnezzar, Malka, Nebuchadnezzar the king, Sholach, Lemichnash, he sent together, Lachshtar Panaya, Signaya, Pachavasa, Adar Gazraya, Gidbaraya, Desavraya, Tiftaya, Vechol Shiltoni Medinasa, Lemasa, Lechanukas Tzalama, that he sent to all of these officials of the country to come to the dedication of the Tzalam, the Hakim, Nebuchadnezzar Malka, that Nebuchadnezzar set up. And it's important to note all these different kinds of officials, all these names, Lachshtar Panaya, Signaya, Pachvasa, Dagazraya, Gidbaraya, Tesavraya, Tiftaye, they're all different terms for different kinds of officials, different governors. Okay, but then, so they hear the music and everyone bows down, except for a couple of Jews. And who are these Jews? So that's going to be Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. And of course, everybody is tattling about these Jews. So in Pasuk Beis, the Pasukim write, Isai Ugrin Yudain, they are reporting to Nebuchadnezzar, and they say, these Jewish guys, the Manesi Yazhon Alevidas Medinas Bavel, that you pointed them over the matters of Bavel, Shadrach Meshach Vaved Nago, Shadrach Meshach Vaved Nago, Gavrai Yileich, these men, Lo Samuolach, Malkotaim, they weren't Makabal, your decree. They didn't worship your avodah zarah. Let's sell them to Hava, the Hakenta, and to your golden statue that you set up. Lo sagdin, they didn't bow down. And we'll see what happened, because Pesukim only talk about Shadrach, Meshach, Vaved, Nago, which is Hananiah, Mishael, Azari. What happened to Daniel? So later on in the Gemara, we're going to discuss that. So Nebuchadnezzar hears this, and he is infuriated, and he says, bring me Hananiah, Mishael, Azari. So they come, and he asks them, what's going on over here? Don't you get the protocol? The protocol is that you hear the music and you bow down. And they say back, well, there's a little problem. We don't worship Avodah Zarah, we worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, well, I'm sorry, but if you don't worship the statue, then I'm going to have to throw you into a fiery furnace. So at that time, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Beidayin, Gurai Ilech, these men, Kfasu B'sar V'leihon, Pati Shehon, V'kar V'lashon, Ulevu Shehon. They tied up Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah just as they were. While they were wearing all their regular clothing, they tied them up B'sar V'leihon, that's their cloaks, Pati Shehon, that's their pants, Kar V'lashon, and that's like their robes, Ulevu Shehon, and whatever their normal garb was, Uramav L'go, and they threw them into Atun Nura, the fiery furnace, Yakirata, the super fiery furnace. So, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Pesukim continue, Guvrai Ilech Tola Tehon. Now, there were three men, Shadrach, Meshach, Vaved, Nago. Nifalu Lago, Atun Nura, Yakirata, that were taken into the fiery furnace. Mechapsin, and they were all tied up. So, Nebuchadnezzar peers into the oven. Edayin, Nebuchadnezzar, Malka. Nebuchadnezzar, at that time, Nebuchadnezzar the king, Teva v'kambis ba'ala, he was awestruck, and he gets up in pandemonium, Anei v'amala d'hadav ro'i, he says to his leaders, Hala guvrin t'lasa remena v'go nura mechapsin, weren't there three people who were tied up when they were thrown into the fiery furnace? Anayin v'amrin l'malka, yativa malka, so they responded and they said to the king, yativa malka, that is correct. There were three men who were tied up and put into the kifshan. So Anev Amar, so he responded and he said, Ha nachazei guvrin arba shirin mahalchin begonura. But I see that behold, there are four men, guvrin arba shirin, who are untied, mahalchin begonura, who are all walking around in the fiery furnace. Vechavol lo isai behon, and there's no wound on any of them. Veravei di revi'ia, and the appearance of the fourth one, de malabar lahin, he looks like a malach. So Bidayin Karev the Nebuchadnezzar. So at that time Nebuchadnezzar approached the fiery furnace, Litzra Atun, to the opening of the furnace, Atun Nura Yekirata, of the fiery furnace, Va'amar, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, Vaved Nago, you guys, Avdohi Dialaka, Elia, the servants of the Supreme God, Puku Vaso, come out. Bidayin of Kin, so they came out at that time, Shadrach, Meshach, Vaved Nago, Mingo Nura, from within the fiery furnace. Umiskanshin, Achdar Panaya, Signaya, Upachavasa, Vadavri Malka, and these officials gathered together. Note how there are much fewer officials mentioned here than were before. Before we had a whole shopping list of officials, Achdar Panaya, Signaya, Pachavasa, Adagazraya, Gidbaraya, Desavraya. Here we only have a couple. So Chazan leGuvrai, they saw these men leGuvrai ilech diloshalad nuhura begashmon, that the fire didn't take over their bodies. Usaar roshon lo hischarech, and the hair on their heads wasn't even singed. Vesar b'leihon loshano, and their clothing wasn't changed at all. Verech nur lo adas bahon, and they didn't even have the aroma of fire on them. They didn't smell like folk. They didn't smell like smoke. So Anei Nebuchadnezzar v'amar, so Nebuchadnezzar responded and he said, Baruch alakahon tishadrach mishach v'avid nago. So Nebuchadnezzar starts breaking out into praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, blessed is their God of Shadrach mishach v'avid nago, tishalach malachei v'sheziv la'avdoi, that he sent a malach who went and saved his servants, tishrechitzu alohi umilas makash yinav, who were steadfast in following HaKadosh Baruch Hu and deviated from what the king, meaning me, told them to do, v'yavu gishmehon, and they were willing to give up their bodies, delo yiflechun, so that they wouldn't have to worship Avodah Zarah, v'lo yisgadun l'kol Allah, so that they wouldn't have to bow down to any god, l'hein l'alahon, except for their god. So he breaks out into Shira v'sishbachus, and then Pasuk Lamed Gimel, he ends off saying, Asoi kamar of Ravravin, his osos, how great they are, v'simoi kamar takifin, how awesome are his wonders, Umachusim machus olam v'shaltane im dar dar. His kingdom is forever, and his reign is with every single door. So now, for starters, let's go back to the Gemara, four lines down on the white lines. So the Gemara says, Tanurbanan b'shashi hippol Nebuchadnezzar, Rosh Hashanah, Mishal, Vazari, Lekiv Shon Eish, at the time that Nebuchadnezzar put Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah into the Kivshon Ha'esh, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yecheskel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yecheskel, Leich, V'achyei Meisim B'Bekas Dura, go and revive the Meisim of Bekas Dura. So Kivin Shehechya, once he revived them, Kivin Shehechya Osan, Bo Atzamos, V'tafchu Lo La'osa Rasha Alpanav. Once Yecheskel revived all the Meisim of Bekas Dura, the bones went and slapped Nebuchadnezzar on the face. Now what does this mean? So Rashi explains there are two pshatim over here. Either it's the bones, or that came over to him and slapped him on the face, or it's that he made kalim out of the bones of the people who he killed, and now that they were revived, they came, and he was about to take a sip of water from this bone cup, and as he was about to take a sip, it slapped him on the face. Amar mativin shalelu, so he said, what's going on with these things? So Amar lo, so they said to him, well, the friend of these guys, meaning Yecheskel, the friend of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, was just Mechayim Esim and Bekas Tura. So Pasach, he opened V'amar and he said, so he kama ravervin, v'samo he kama tekifin, like we just saw in the very last Pasach of that parak, how amazing are his osos and his mofsim, machusim, machus olam, v'shaltanim darda. Okay. So now, Amar Yitzchak, Yutzak Zahav, Roseach Lezoch Piv, Shal Osa Rasha. Zav was should be cast. So melted gold should be cast into the mouth of that rasha. Shall mali ba malach v'staro apiv, because if a malach had not come and slapped him on the face to stop him from singing shiros v'sishbachos, bikish lignos kol shiros v'sishbachos, shall amar David v'sefer tehillim. He sought, the Nebuchadnezzar wanted to disgrace all the sefer tehillim, all of the shiros v'sishbachos that David had in the Sefer Tehillim. In other words, that he would have broken out into such tremendous shiros v'sishbachos, would have minimized the David HaMelech's shiros v'sishbachos. Okay, so now, Tanur Banan, Shisha Nisim Nasiv Osayom Ve'eluhin. There were six miracles that happened on that day. Tzaf HaKivshan, the Kivshan floated off the ground. V'nifratz Kivshan, and the Kivshan cracked open. V'humak Sodo, and the Sod deteriorated. So there are two things going on here. First of all, the walls of the Kivshan were supposed to, all these things in order so that everyone can see, the way the Rashi explains it. So the Kivshan floats up, the fiery furnace floats off the ground. In other words, initially was set into the ground, like most ovens or furnaces were. And now it floats off the ground, it hovers off the ground, so that everyone can see what's going on inside. And then the walls of the Kivshan break down, again, so that people can see inside. And then the Sodo, the foundation of it, crumbles. Some say that it's the Sid. The Rashi brings on an alternative Girsa, that it's the Sid, as they were putting Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah into the Kivshon Eish, so the people who put him in were burned up because of the Sid that melted off the oven, off the Kivshon Eish. Okay, V'nepach Tzelem Apanav, and the tzelem that Nebuchadnezzar erected fell over on its face. V'nisrafu Abramachios, and four kings were burned up. V'hechya Yecheskel as Hamesim b'Bekas Dura, and Yecheskel revived the Mesim of Bekas Dura. V'kulu Gemar, and all them are traditions. Abramachios krab, but the Abramachios are in the Pesukim. Now, how do we know this from the Pesukim? So, Dichsiv u'Nebuchadnezzar Malka, at the beginning of the Pesukim, we know that at the beginning of the Pesukim, by Daniel, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis, the Pesukim wrote, Nebuchadnezzar Malka, Shalach l'mechnash l'ach shtrapenayah, Segnayah, Pachavasa, Dagazraya, Gidbarayah, Disavrayah, Tiftayah, V'kol shatana medinasa. So, but then, towards the end of the Pesukim, after they tattle on the Jewish people, the Uksiv Isai Gurin Yudan, so they tattled on these Jewish people who refused to bow down, and then after the whole story, Uksiv, after Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah come out, so it says that, Umiskanshin Uksiv, Umiskanshin Achshtar Panayi, Siknaya Pachvasa, Vadarei Malka, Chazin Lagarai Elech, so we're missing four people, we're missing the Adar Gazraya, Gidbaraya, Tisavraya, and Taftaya. So we're missing all those people, so where do they go? That's because they were burned up. Okay. Tani Devei Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov. Even when a person is on the verge, in a matzav of sakana, he shouldn't change his rabbanas. Now, literally, that would mean his training, his composure. In this case, it means his clothing. Shenemar beidain gurai ilech kafsu b'shavalei hon b'pat shehon v'kavalas hon. Right, that they tied up Chananim Shavuot Zaria while they were still wearing their typical clothing. Okay, Amar Yochanan Gedolim Tzadikim Yosim Malachi Asharis. Tzadikim are greater than Malachi Asharis. Shenemar, as the pasuk writes in Daniel Gimel Chav Hey, Anei v'Amar. So right, this is when Nebuchadnezzar appeared into the Kivshan Aisha, and he said, didn't we throw in three guys who were tied up? He says, but I see that there are four guys who are walking around and they're not tied up, and one of them looks like a malach. So in that pasuk it says, Ane Gamar, Ha Nachaze Guvrin Arba, I see that there are four guys, Sharain, who are untied, Malachin Magonura, who are walking around inside of the fiery furnace. The Chavali Saibahon, and there's no wound on them. And the appearance of the fourth one, Damei Labar Elohim, he looks like a Malach. So what do you see from the fact that we mentioned the Malach last and Chananim Shavuot Zaria first? You see that we are giving significance to Chananim Shavuot Zaria. Clearly you see that Tzadikim are greater than Malachi Hasharis. Okay. Amar B'Tanchum Bar Chanilai. B'shashi Yatzu Chananim Shavuot Zaria Mekivshan Eish, at the time that Chananim Shavuot Zaria went out from the Kivshan Eish, Bo called Umas Olam, all the Umas Olam came, V'tafku L'son Ein Shal Yisrael Alpaneim, and they slapped the Jewish people on their faces. Right, when it says Son Ein Shal Yisrael, it doesn't really mean the Jewish people, that's just how we refer to the Jewish people when we're going to say something negative about them. We just call them Son Ein Shal Yisrael. Literally, it would translate to be the enemies of the Jewish people. So they slapped so all the Umas Olam came, and they slapped the Jewish people on the face. Amru Lahem, they said to them, Yesh Lachem Eloka, because you've got a God like this, V'atem Mishtachvim L'Tzelem, and you're bowing down to Hatzelem, Miyad Paschu V'Amru. So they immediately said, L'cha Hashem Tzedaka, V'lanu Boshes Hapanim Kayom Hazem. Right, to you Hashem is righteousness, and to us is Boshes Hapanim, literally. Okay, so Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Amar Rav Yonasan, Ma'i Dichsev, what is the meaning of the Pasuk? So we find this is also on the sheets. If you take a look, it's a pasuk in, we're going to go in Shir Hashirim, Perek Zayin, pasuk test. The pasuk writes, Amarti e'elev samar, I said I will ascend the date tree, Ochaza b'santinav, I will grip its branch, or its branches. So how does he darshan this? Amar Shmuel bar Nachmini, Amar Yonasan, Mai dechsev, Amarti e'elev samar, Ochaza b'santinav, Amarti e'elev samar, what do those words mean? Elu Yisrael, that's referring to the Jewish people, that the Jewish people are referred to as a date tree. Rashi points to the Gemara in Sukkah, where the Jewish people are compared to a tamar. Right, we say that the same that the tamar has only one lave, so the Jewish people have one lave. So, Amarti e'elev samar, Elu Yisrael, v'achshav lo ala b'yadi ala san sanachal. And now there's, what do I have in my hands? I only have one branch, Shal Chanania Mishal Vazaria, which is a reference to Chanania Mishal Vazaria. Okay. So I ascend the whole tree, but I only end up with one branch. Amar Yochanan, Ma'adich Siv, what is the meaning of the Pasuk? So if you take a look, this is a Pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches. Pasuk writes, Ra'isi Halayla, I saw at night that there was a man who was riding on a red horse, v'hu omeid, and he is standing bein ha'adasim asher b'metula, among the hadasim by the river, by the ravine, v'achrav susim adumim, and behind him are red horses, serukim ulavanim. We'll see what that is in a minute. So Amrav Yochanan, Ma'adich Sivri Isi Alayla V'hinei Ish Rochev Al Sus Adam V'hu Omeid Bein Ha'adasim Asher B'mtula V'chulei Ma'i Re'isi Alayla, what is the meaning of Re'isi Halayla? So Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'afoch Eskola Olam Kulo L'Layla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought to turn over the whole world to Layla. V'hinei Ish Rochev, and behold, there was a man riding. Who's the Ish referring to? So now, and Rashi just fills in the details here. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu seek to turn over the whole world to Lilith? So this is, again, because it's referring to the Maisa by Nebuchadnezzar, that all the Jewish people were bowing down to the Tselem. So, V'hineh Ish Rochev, who's the Ish? Ein Ish El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ish is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as an Ish? Shneimar Hashem Ish Melchama, Hashem Shemo. Okay, so that's V'hineh Ish Rochev. Then Al Sus Adom, he was on a Sus Adom, on a red horse. So Bikich HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaFokas HaOlam Kulo LaDam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought to flip over, to turn over the whole world to blood. Kivan Shenestakel B'Chanan Mishael VaAzariah Niskara Daito. But once he took a look at Chanan Mishael VaAzariah, his fury was abated. Shenemar Vu Omed Ben HaHadasim Asher B'Mitzula. That he was standing among the Hadasim that were by the river, the stream. Ve'en hadasim ala tzadikim, and hadasim is a reference to tzadikim. How do we know that hadasim is a reference to tzadikim? Shneimar, as it says in Megillas Esther, vayhi omein es hadasa. And we know that hadasa, vayhi omein es hadasa, that hadasa is a reference that her name was Esther, and she's called Hadasa because she was a tzadikas. Okay. Ve'en mitzula ela Babel. And the stream over here is a reference to Bavel Shneimar Omer Letzulah Chaviv and Arasayich Ovish. Okay, so Miyad Maleim Rogez Naasim Surukim VaAdomim Naasu Levanim. That the fury was abated and the red becomes white, becomes pale, becomes white. Okay, Amar Papa Soshmami Na Susya Chivra Mali Lachama. So what you see from this story is that, well, a red horse is a bad sign, but a white horse is a good sign in a dream. So Susya Chivra, a white horse, Mali Lachama, is a good sign in a dream. Okay. So now the Gemara wants to figure out, so after the Maisa of Nebuchadnezzar with his Tselem, Chanan Mishael VaAzariah, into the Kifshana Eish, so what happened to Chanan Mishael VaAzariah? Where did they go? So V'Rabbanan Lehecha Azul, where did these Chachamim, meaning Chanan Mishael VaAzariah, where did they go? So Amarav, Ayin Hara Mesu, they died because of Ayin Hara, that everyone was looking at them, how awesome this was, so they died. Ushmul Amar Birok Tavu, they died in the spit. What does this mean? So the way the Rashi explains that this is referring to the spit that the Ummah's Olam were spitting at the Jewish people, saying, you guys have a God like this, and you bow down to an idol? And some explain that what that means is that really this, I think it's the Marshal says it, that really what this means is that kind of like the Asari Ruriga Malchus, that because the whole door had sinned and they bowed down to the Tselem, so Chanan Mishael VaAzariah died as a kapar for them. Okay, but that, so Rav says they died because of an Ayin Hara. Shmuel says that they died because the Ummah's Olam, because of the spit that the Ummah's Olam spat at the Jewish people, criticizing them for bowing down to the Tselem of Nebuchadnezzar. Rav Yochanan Amar, but Rav Yochanan says, Alu le'Eretz Yisrael, they went up to Eretz Yisrael, v'nasu nashem, and they married women, v'holidu banim uvanos, and they had children. Kitanayin, this is like a machlokas tanayin. Rav Eliezer Omer ba'ayin hara meisu. Rav Eliezer says, ba'ayin hara meisu, that they died out of ayin hara, that's like Rav. Rav Yeshua Omer Barok Tavu, they died in the spit of the Ummah's Olam, that's like Shmuel. Chacham Omrim Alu Le'eretz Yisrael V'nasu Nashim V'lidu Banim Uvanos, they married women and they had children. Shenemar, as the Pasuk writes, this is the Pasuk in Zechariah Gimel. The Pasuk writes, Shema Na Yehoshua HaKoen HaGadol Ata V'Re'echa Hayoshvim Lefanecha Ki Anshei Mofes Hema. They are Anshei Mofes. What does it mean that they're men of wonder? Ezo Hema Nashim Shanas Lahen Mofes. Who are the men to whom the wonder happened? Haviomer Zechananya Mishael VaAzariah. This is a reference to Chanan Mishael VaAzariah. But Daniel Lehechan Azal. So wait a second. So now we know where Chanan Mishael VaAzariah went, but we know that Daniel didn't seem to even get an honorable mention in this story. So where was he? So Daniel Lehechan Azal, where did he go? Amarav Lemikra Nahara Rabba B'Tveria. We're going to explain the explanations in a minute. He went to go dig a great river in Tveria. Okay. Shmuel Amar La'asuye Bizra Daspast. He went to go bring seed, this grass, which is of animal feed. Okay. Ver Yochanan Amar La'asuye Chaziri De La'achzandria Shem Mitzrayim. He went to go bring the pigs from Alexandria. Eni, but wait a second. How could that be? Vatanya, but we know, which I think, no, it's really a mission of Atnan. Tudus Harofe, Amar Tudus Harofe said, Ein para v'chazir yotzim Alexandria shemitrayim, she'ein chotchen ha'em shala. There's no pig or cow that leaves Mitzrayim whose motherness, right, she'ein chotchen ha'em shala, and that's referring to the uterus, right, that they don't cut out the uterus, its uterus, bishvil shalotelet. In other words, they don't want other countries breeding the para or the chazira that's that can be found in Alexandria. They want to have a monopoly on the world's para and chaziras. So, how could this be? How would it be able to get in the way, obviously, the happening of the Gemara here is that Daniel wanted to go bring pigs from Egypt in order to breed them. So, how could he do that? So, Zutri, I see, below Daitayo. He brought Zutri. So, there are a couple of different explanations over here. I think it's the Adrama who explains that it means that they were really small and he was able to sneak them out without the Egyptians realizing it. Okay, but either way, those are the three ideas. Either Rav says he went to go dig the river by Tveria. Shmuel says he went to go bring back this animal feed, this these animal seed to bring. Rabbi Yochanan said that he went to go bring back these pigs from Mitzrayim. So Tanavan Shlosha, Hayu Be'osa Eitzah, there were three who were part of that Eitzah, meaning the Eitzah to get Daniel out of the country, to have him leave while everything would be going on with Hanan and Mishael v'Azariah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, Unavochanetzah. Those are the three who were part of that Eitzah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar, Nezel, Daniel, Mehalcha, Daniel, should get out of here. Delo leimru b'zchus ha'isnetzel. So that people don't say that it was b'zchus Daniel that Hanan and Mishael v'Azariah were saved. V'Daniel Amar, Ezel Mehalcha, Daniel said, I want to get out of here. Delo lekayim bi Psile Elohim Tisrufun Be'esh. So that the pasuk of Psile Elohim Tisrufun Be'esh isn't fulfilled through me. So what that means is, right, is that at what point do we see that Daniel was like Psile Elohim? So that's because the psukim, right at the end of Perek Beis, we said that Nebuchadnezzar was so impressed with Daniel's interpretation, the fact that he was able to figure out the dream and he was able to interpret it, he was so impressed that he started bowing down to Daniel. He made him like an Avodah Zarah. So that would be like Psilei Elohim. So, fine. So that's Psilei. He was nervous about the pasuk of Psilei Tisrufun Be'esh, that he would be burned up, because he was like Psilei Elohim. Nebuchadnezzar Amar Yezil Daniel Mehalchad. Nebuchadnezzar said, Daniel should get out of here to Lulem, so that people don't say Kal Yele Elohei Benura, that he burned up his own Avodazara, his own God, in the fire. So now, Uminayin Disagidlei. How do we know that Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to Daniel, making him an Avodazara? Tachsev, as we said in the Psukim, Ve'edayin Malka Nebuchadnezzar now fell al Anpoi Ula Daniel Sagid. He fell on his face and he bowed down to Daniel and he wanted to offer him Nesachim. Okay, but either way, so what do we do over here? We started off the Gemara by discussing the comparison with the Sha'ol and the Otzer Racham that cannot be satiated. We explained what that meant, what was the comparison. We said that it's really supposed to be a response for the people who, you can learn from your response for the people who deny Tchiyas HaMesim. You could say that the same way that things go into the womb quietly and come out of the womb with noise, so certainly when things go into the grave, they go in with a lot of noise, they're going to come out of the grave with a lot of noise. Then we said that the tzaddikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to revive are not going to be chozrin la'afron. We said, well, aren't they going to get tired during the 1,000 years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to refresh the world? So we said, oh, well, they're going to have these wings, and the psukim indicate that they're not going to get tired. Then we said, well, maybe they should be like the Mason the Yecheskel revived. In other words, that they should be Chozon L'Afron. Why are we assuming that they are not going to be Chozon L'Afron? So we said, no, because we are assuming, this Tana Devei Elio is assuming like the position, like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the story where Yecheskel was Mechai Mason, he wasn't actually Mechai Mason, it was just Emes Mashal Haya. Then we said that there were a number, we said that there were five major opinions about whom these people that Yechezkel revived were. So Rav said that they were the Bnei Ephraim. Shmuel said that they were the people who denied Tchias HaMesim. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said that there were people who don't have Lachluchas Shemitzvah. We have Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka who said that they were the people who debased the Hechel. And we had Rabbi Yochanan who said that they were the Mesim of Bikas Tirah. We explained that the Mesim of Bikas Tirah were these young guys who were so beautiful that they, that through their countenance, they embarrassed the sun, and they were so beautiful that the Kazi ladies had a title for them and became Zavos, so Nebuchadnezzar commanded that they should be killed and ultimately trampled. Then we started going through the story of Nebuchadnezzar with Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, where he throws him into the Kivshan Aish. At that time we said the Yechezkel revived the Mesim of Bikas Tirah, whose bones then slapped Nebuchadnezzar on the face. At that time, Nebuchadnezzar starts breaking out into Shiras v'Sishbachos. We said that there were six miracles that happened on that day. The Kivshan floated off the ground. The walls crumbled. The foundation crumbled. The Sid crumbled. We said there were two pshatim. We said that the Tselem was flipped over. And we said that the four Machios were burned. We said that of those Nisim, five of them are traditions, but one of them is indicated in the Pesukim, where you see that the number of dignitaries and officials who appear in the Pasuk seem to go down in number after the Maisa of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. So we're missing four of them. Then we said that there's a halacha from Tanah Dvei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that you're not supposed to change your Rabbanus, even in a matzav of Sakana, because we see that they didn't change their clothing. They were just tied up as they were in their clothing. Rav Yochanan came along and he said that you see from the Pesukim, from the fact that we mentioned the Malach, who was with them together in the fiery furnace, you see that from the fact that the Malach is mentioned last, you see that Tzidikim are greater than Malach Yasharis. We said that Rav Tachman Bar Chanilai came along and he said that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, after they were saved, the Umas Olam came over and criticized the Jewish people. How can you guys bow down to an idol when you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu like this? We said that Rosh Shmuel Bar Nachmeni quotes Rav Yonason as saying that we have an allusion to this story of the Tzelem in Shir HaShirim, that it's Amarti El Abisamar, I'm going to ascend the Tamar, but ultimately I'm only going to be holding one branch. The one branch is the Tamar refers to Jewish people. The one branch refers to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Then we have Rabbi Yochanan who comes along and he says, there's a reference to this whole story in Zechariah about the Ish Rochiv al Sus Adom. Then we want to know, where exactly did Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah go after the story? So we said that was a three-way machlokas between Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said that they died because of Ayin Hara. Shmuel says that they died because of the Umas HaOlam criticizing the Jewish people. One explanation is that they died as a kapara for the Dor who sinned. And Rav Yochanan said that they went up to Eretz Yisrael. We said that that was also a three-way machlokas tanaim. Then we said, where exactly did the Nile go throughout this whole maizah? So Rav says he went to go dig a river by the Tveria. Shmuel said that he went to go bring back this animal, feed this food for animals. Rav Yochanan came along and he said that actually he went to go bring back pigs from Alexandria. We said, how could he go to Alexandria to bring back pigs in order, presumably, to breed them? But I thought Alexandria doesn't let out their pigs or their cows, so we said, no, he was able to sneak it out. Then we said that there were three people who part of the eights that they have Daniel out of the country at the time of this Mice of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Akash Baruch Hu, Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar. Akash Baruch Hu said he should get out of here so that people don't think that it was because Daniel that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah were saved. Daniel said, I should get out of here so that I don't end up getting burned alive because in order for the Pasuk of Psilei Elohim, Tisfun Be'esh, to be fulfilled. And Nebuchadnezzar said that Daniel should get out of here because people are going to think that I am burning up my God. Okay, let's stop here.